Hey, it's the Whiskey Bros here with a PSA for you. Have you recently moved to Texas and acquired some land, be it 5 acres, 10 acres, 100, or even 1,000? You probably found that you need a tractor, some implements, and tools to shape your land. Well, I can help you out with that. Check out our friends at McMaster New Holland in Decatur, Texas. Spanning 5 generations, McMaster's has been a family business for 76 years since 1948. Their ample inventory consists of New Holland tractors and hay equipment, Steel, Toro, Bad Boy. Oh, and those new zero turns are in from Steel. From farm to yard, they've got you covered with their wide range of products. And when we say covered, we mean covered. With decades of experience and a state-of-the-art service shop, they service what they sell. Their parts department is also top-notch. If you've got one of those hard-to-find parts, they're going to work with you, get you fixed up and underway. And if you're the type of person that doesn't like people and prefer to do your business online, they got you covered there too. Equipment big and small, they'll sell all day long and deliver it to your front gate. Because they are your tractor and farm equipment capital of Texas. And when you go in, tell them the Whiskey Bros sent you.
So let's just sit around and listen to this all night.
Listen to music all night. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. So, and
episode 182.
Yeah. We're in the future now. Well, I needed to do that better.
That was lame. Oh, no, that was lame too.
Sucks, man. What the
fuck? Yeah. I mean,
This bottle's corked. It is. We're going to have to kill this. This is a bottle kill for sure tonight. Okay. Right?
Hardcore. What are we drinking?
Lockwood Distilling Company.
Yeah, I remember this being.
Was this gifted to us?
Slightly toasty.
Aged at least 2 years.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Hey, you know.
It's an old whiskey. It's an old timer. I tell you.
I mean, it could be 3 years. It could be 18. It's at least two.
It's at least two. No less than two. Could be 20. And welcome back to the most unprofessional little podcast there ever was.
And I mean, people still listen to us, believe it or not.
Yeah, we're still gaining ground.
I know, we got like one listener last week.
We gained at least one. Yes,
I told somebody else
probably
about
lost
it too.
Four.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's fun. It's fun to still hear like the local community chime in. Like, I just love listening to you. But then apparently we make people blush.
Yeah, really? Really? There's no way. Us?
Yeah.
What?
That's kind of the goal, right?
Oh, my gosh. We haven't crossed 20, though. We've never crossed 20 listeners. So, you know, it fluctuates between, like, 17 and 19, but it hasn't crossed out the 20 line
just
yet.
Can't get to 20, no matter what.
Yeah.
What are we going to have on? Like, I don't know, Snoop Dogg or something?
Yeah, I guess so.
He seems to be the
Joe
key.
Biden.
Well,
yeah. Komama.
Too soon, bro.
Yeah.
Too soon. Do you miss Joe Biden yet? Apparently, he's still president.
I never knew he was there.
Apparently, he's still got a few months left to being president, but you wouldn't freaking know that by looking at the media. You would not know that. It's
Komama.
Kamala. I'm going to say it wrong.
Kamala.
Okay.
If you say
it's Kamala, but if you say Kamala, you're a racist, bigot, homophobe, sexist, xenophobe.
Yes.
All the ists.
And if you say Komama, like implying communist,
then
it's bad.
Then you're now a right-wing, extremist, loony,
wild.
Nazi.
I have yet to find somebody that will call me out on that, though. Well, so that's really weird.
Not going to happen here, man.
I know. I almost want some derision.
Mm-hmm.
I want people around me with a diversity of opinion, and I seek it out, and there just isn't.
They're just scared.
I don't have any patients that are, you know, that like everybody is Trump.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
And I want to be like, you know, I want to have good debate, but there's nobody to have debate with.
The cult of Trump is strong.
It is strong.
It's strong.
Yeah.
But that's the fault. I mean, it's going to be an interesting election.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting.
Have the Democrats even had their party yet? Their big primary? convention was where, you know,
oh,
where
she's, yeah, the DNC.
Yeah, where she's formally, you know, nominated.
Don't give me the lion. I don't
anointed.
Like, yeah, that's
I don't know. Anointed. I don't know. So it's it. Like it's gotta be
like she goes up there on stage and they do the whole like sword thing and like
yeah.
tap.
Yeah. You are now our nominee for president of the United States, Kamala.
I don't know. Mrs. It's like, Harris. Did they vote? It's like if I were a Democrat, I mean, don't get me wrong, I would be a Democrat in like a lot of other elections.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But if I were. I would be pissed right now.
Yeah.
Because
Kennedy and Tulsi.
Yeah.
I think Tulsi just got hired by the Trump campaign.
What?
Yeah. Tulsi Gabbard is on the Trump campaign.
What? That's crazy.
Which 4 years ago, if you'd have said that, I'd be like, you're out of your freaking mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But
that's weird. Somebody who I would really strongly consider voting for.
Oh, absolutely would too. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we'll see what, you know, Kamala's got what she's got to offer.
You racist.
But it's you know not a strong last 4 years for her.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's about as political as we should get.
I think so. I'm much.
We're unprofessional. Remember,
we're unprofessional. I am much less concerned with politics than I am with this whole like media.
Yeah.
Running away with things.
Yeah.
This media thing. What do you call it? What? It's because I looked at a picture. Okay, that was published, and I actually researched this picture that was published, and I'm sure a lot of our 18 listeners saw this picture as well.
Sure, yeah,
but it showed Kamala coming off of an airplane.
Oh no!
And it was thousands of people on this runway.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were going to say like she had a Joe Biden moment and she tripped. Or
No. She was coming down off of this plane, and there were thousands of people on the runway. Uh-huh. But then I actually saw the real photo.
Oh, it was doctored.
It was completely doctored.
Wow.
There was nobody.
So they're starting now.
Yeah.
They're wasting no time.
So I'm much more concerned about the mechanism that allows that to happen.
Yeah.
And be published in
as factual news. Like,
yes.
Yeah. That's not the case.
Yeah. And I've seen several, questionable rallies, you know, and maybe it wasn't like the doctored like this. This was like AI put the people in the photo,
uh-huh.
Right? That's actually what happened. But maybe, you know, somebody's at a rally and they turn the phone such that it seems like there's a lot more people behind them.
Oh yeah, you can really, you know, depending on your angles, make it seem a little more hype than it is.
Sure,
yeah.
So I've seen that, but this was completely doctored.
So one would call that pure propaganda, right?
Yeah, propaganda. That's exactly how I'd describe it.
Same kind of stuff they pull in North Korea.
Yeah, that's.
I'm sure people are also crying over Kamala too. You know, there's those people.
I don't think they get TVs in North Korea.
Oh, they do. They do.
It just shows a whole different.
Yeah. You call that closed circuit television? You know.
You exactly what they want you to see.
Yeah, I did read a story that came out. It's about some hacker in South Korea managed to like tap into the North Korean state media feed and was just pumping in all kinds of, you know, stuff that North Korea would not have on their citizen screens.
Oh man,
yeah, man. The Olympics are over.
Our dude won.
United States, in my opinion, dominated.
I wasn't talking about our like the U.S. dude.
We got to get down to
okay,
that.
Okay, okay, yeah. Okay.
I did get a feedback from our loyal friend and listener Carson. Oh,
sweet
scientific facts, but
yeah,
you know, there's more that comes out. The more it got talked about, the more facts or whatever you want to portray them as comes out. But anyways, USA dominates, right? Like we're tied for gold with China,
sure.
But overall, our
medal count,
we kick some higher. Fucking ass.
Yes,
we are the United States of motherfucking America.
Right.
I'm doing the eagle coming in for the kill, coming in to get his salmon. when the salmon is the world, because we are some dominating mofos, brother.
That's right.
That was It was a pretty endearing Olympics. I enjoyed watching it, everything we could. Of course, women's sand volleyball.
Sure.
A lot of team volleyball. Court volleyball was a lot of fun. We watched a lot of swimming. Water polo gets interesting.
Yeah.
Watched the skeet shooting, trap shooting. That's another thing. Like,
how about water dancing or synchronized swimming?
Some of that.
That was cool.
Yeah. The United States kicked some ass in that.
Yeah.
Like, they come home with gold in that. So it was kind of cool to watch the replays. The skeet shooting is endearing because it's like, you know, it's... because
you dabble in it.
Yeah. And, you know, you can be a 50-year-old that takes home a gold medal in the Olympics potentially.
Right.
Yeah. So it's not,
that's
not exactly a young man's sport. Can be. Can be if you're 25 and you're shooting great, but you can also be 50 and shooting great. And, hey, bring home an Olympic medal.
And it wasn't just a bunch of old white fuckers.
No, it was a very diverse.
Yeah.
Very diverse. I think
it's not the clientele we see normally at the skeet range.
No,
Right.
you know, and we love those guys.
Old Johnnies. Yeah.
And we love that skeet range. Fossil, our local range out here, Fossil Point. I encourage anybody to grab you up a nice shotgun, go out, bust some cats. It's really cathartic.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to leave there stressed.
Yeah. But like anything, I've always felt, okay, you know, like you feel whenever you show up to a soccer match and you don't have shin guards.
Yeah.
And like the other people are showing up, they got their jersey, they got shin guards, they got cleats, you know, it's
and
like,
you got like some foam, some egg crate wrapped around you.
Yeah. 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 That's how I feel sometimes when I go out to the shooting
range. There is some comparing of dicks out there. There is some show.
But that's if you go to a golf club, it's
there's
same
always
thing.
The showman.
Yeah.
There's always a showman.
You can show up at Fossil Point and not know crap.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they'll
somebody's going to come up, put their arm around you, come shoot with us, brother.
Yeah.
Or sister.
You say, yeah, I'm not a shooter.
Yeah. You will be after today.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you will be. It's a little, it's addicting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to get to the point where we're going out there to shoot more like trap or whatever, where you're standing in, you know, the line of five. And you don't go from station to station. You're just there rotating.
That would be cool.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about loading up your side-by-side and bringing a cooler of water.
Sure.
You know,
water. You got to have water.
Water only.
Water.
Lots of water.
Not vodka in water bottles.
No beer.
Don't do that.
Water.
Yeah, water.
Yeah.
Don't, and especially when the heat is like it is now. Oof. God. And it's a beat down down there in that like valley.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my God. It is. And then, man, it was the worst time to come back from the mountains. Like, we thought, okay, we're having a great time because we're skipping the heat wave. And we come back and it's like, no, you haven't seen the worst of the heat wave.
I know. I was slightly jealous whenever y'all went. And and then I told myself, well, they're going to have to come back.
They're going to come back to this and suffer even more.
Yeah.
Ooh, and suffer we are. Even, and we'll talk more about it too, like the dad bod personal training stuff that we've been doing with Jen Rob.
Yeah, that's no,
it's no joke. No, it's no joke. It's the old He's not dead. Confirmed dead yet. Joe Biden.
Yeah. But that's is that dude still alive?
I don't know. There's still.
What do you think?
Still that conspiracy floating around that it's a body double.
What do you think?
I don't know.
I mean,
nothing shocks me anymore. So I don't know, man.
You won't say?
I would totally not be blown away if somebody came out tomorrow and was like, "Yeah, we've been yanking your chain. He's been gone for 2 years."
I mean,
but he is deteriorating in front of our eyes. Like, he really is. Whatever.
But you won't say it. Do you, like, really? Do you think?
Yes, he's alive.
You think he's alive?
Yeah.
I think he's dead.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You have compelling evidence.
No, I do not.
Okay.
It's like, okay, if we were going to put a 50-cent bet on it, because I don't really bet, I'll do 50 cents.
Okay.
I would put my money on
you know what?
He's toast.
I'll see your 50 and raise you a dollar. Okay.
Shit. Okay.
What's the deadline for
a week?
Okay. If it comes out in a week.
Yeah, next podcast.
I will find the freshest, crispest.
Fuck it. Let's make it $10.
Okay. Holy shit, you're on. Yeah. Big money now, baby.
Most compelling evidence wins.
You heard it here live
on
the Whiskey Bros. Fact checked.
Boom. $10 bet.
About to be fact checked.
$10 bet.
Okay. I don't know what's going on with the notes. Somebody is. Obviously not here tonight. It's just Doc and
Emma Cock.
Emma Cock. So we're going to save these for later because he wrote them down. I saw him come across because we share these notes.
Uh-huh.
I saw him come across. And he's like, "Oh, I've got to go on a date with a lady."
Motherfucking Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Okay. So those are mine. Yeah.
Well, okay. That's yours.
So
okay.
Heath is not here because you know.
Emma Cock waits.
What is it? Okay. Emma, stand by for Emma Cock.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Yeah. We're going to people on the edge of their seat for Emma Cock. But Savage has got to go out and, you know.
Be a ladies' man.
You got to go.
What is
you
that?
You got to give them some time every now and then. Remind them that
I know, but
they're important.
During a podcast?
I know. It's a secret.
I don't get it.
Yeah, except for you and I. See, except for our ladies. Man, see, jeez. We put our foot down. Yeah. We're going out to the studio. See?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You won't say nothing, all right? I'm out at the door, okay?
I mean, I say, I'm doing a podcast tonight. My lady listens.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, get out. We're probably not missed.
I know. No.
If my wife listens to this episode, I'm going to get beat.
It's just like going on the deer lease. It's like, thank God, it's getting out of the fucking house.
Yeah, I'm tired. So tired of this son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm going to snoring. I could sleep in bed without any snoring for a couple of nights.
Yeah, so we went today to buy a bed for.
Oh yes, you are. Yeah. You are migrating.
Yeah, so we're migrating. We're moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and we hate our mattress, and we've had it for 7 years, and it's so we decided, okay, we're gonna actually get a decent bed. So we went down to Sleep Number today, and.
Damn, and spare no expense.
Yeah.
Those ain't cheap, bro.
But my wife chose to pay $250 for the protector pad that goes on to the mattress.
$250 for a protection pad.
Yes.
Like, this is like the pad that separates your body fluids and skin cells and everything from the mattress. Those are now $250.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because of the snuff situation.
Do you fall asleep with snuff in your mouth?
I have before, and it's not pretty. I'll put it that way. If you look at my mattress, it's not pretty.
What the fuck are all these brown stains? So who's getting your...
She was like, fuck you.
No.
Fuck this. We're getting the pad.
Yeah, okay.
We're getting the pad.
Justified, 100%. Yeah. God. Remind me to never get on your bed.
It's you can get on it, bro. I mean, it doesn't like seep into your skin or
anything. So, with that being said, who's getting the old mattress? What's going on with it?
They're picking it up for an additional $50.
Okay.
$50, they'll take it off your hands for you.
Okay. So it's like going.
Then they probably send it down to Mexico, which is good. You know, it's like
somebody,
yeah.
Just gonna sleep on a few brown stains.
Well, hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, it still functions as a mattress. It's just a shitty mattress. It doesn't do all the things that Sleep Number mattresses do.
That's for sure. So have you had experience with a Sleep Number before?
No, I've talked to people and they're like Tesla people.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, Sleep Number people are like Tesla people.
You get it. Like you get it. When you're in that upper tier.
Yeah. You don't go back. You're a club.
We spent a pretty good penny on the purple hybrid mattress with the 3 inches of the purple mesh and then spring. So you have the support just like.
You got support and you got padding.
Yeah. So the old memory foam was the end all be all for a long time.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We had a Tempur-Pedic at one time,
but there's not enough support over time. No, it fades and I had backaches, hip aches, everything, man. Everything.
I wouldn't do it again. I wouldn't get a Tempur-Pedic.
You gotta have the springs in there.
Yeah.
You got a little, or in your case, air.
Yeah. Air.
Yeah. So how do you, are you a hot sleeper or are you a cold sleeper?
I'm a cold sleeper.
Okay.
Yep.
And let me guess, your wife is the hot sleeper?
Yes.
Gotta have fans? Okay. I'm curious to see.
Well, I have that opposite. Okay. So I need it cold.
You need it cold. Yes. Okay.
She needs it hot.
Yeah. Okay. See, I'm hot, so I need it cold.
Yeah.
I sleep hot. So, all right. So I'm curious to see how that comes out in the end for you.
Yeah.
Because I've heard mixed reviews on the Sleep Number being too hot.
So it has.
We'll see.
It has temperature.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Not only does it.
He upsold us on that. Yeah, he did. He was like, here, Leia. Of course, you know, we started off with like middle of the line.
Oh,
but he just kept moving us
adding
up.
It on.
Okay, now come fill this mattress. Now come fill this
one. Would you like the window unit option in your bed, in your mattress?
And then he was like, and this mattress cools.
Sold.
Or heats up.
Sold. I bet you wish you had that for the next 3 days.
Yeah.
3 days of the summer coming up. 109 on Monday.
What the?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. You know, we had this hit last year, but it was like 14 to 20 days in a row.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm okay with three terrible days.
Yeah.
It's expected.
I'm just not going to do shit.
Yeah, no way. No, I'm not. I haven't done shit for the last 2 days.
Yeah, yeah. August in Texas. Yeah. And then I heard a rumor. One of our other 18 listeners told us that it was supposed to actually cool off come September.
Well, okay, we'll see. September's right around the corner. Yeah, it is
that there's going to be a shift.
Oh, like a good cooling off, not just a 10-degree cold front, which is what we're getting on Wednesday. Like it goes from 105 to 95. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
You know this listener, DT? DT?
Yep. Yeah.
That's what she said.
Okay. Yeah. Could be around these parts, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Could be.
She want to come over?
I don't know.
Hell, we need to do that.
Are we talking about the same DT that I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Tractors?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Shout out to her. We do love her.
Yeah.
And we do need to have them on the show, her and her hubby.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
A really great show. Or just her herself.
Cool.
So, well, they have their own show, too.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it's called, but it's different because...
It's a radio show.
Yeah, it's a radio show that's not...
I don't get that.
I told her, I'm like, we've got to get this into downloadable format to where you can listen on demand.
Right.
So there is, I guess they had Hopper on, which
we got to get on now.
I guess we have to.
Yeah.
I've never.
I'd welcome the opportunity.
Yeah. I wonder.
The opportunity.
The opportunity. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. I know the chief would advocate to get him on. I know I've got a friend that's an engineer that's working on some stuff for us too that would advocate to get him on. So yeah, there's big people backing him for sure. Yeah.
Not your neighbor.
No,
Zach.
No. Okay. Different engineer. Yeah, different engineer for a different thing. Back to the Olympics.
Our dude won.
Okay, so is this the boxer?
Yeah, the Armenian. Okay. Armenian?
No, Algerian.
Algerian. That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so it turns out this person was born female, right?
Yeah, that's the way I understand it.
And had unfortunate...
Had some
circumstances of where they had the XY chromosome, but they had
thought they were a girl.
I don't know.
That's the way I understand it.
And they had,
and this is coming from somebody
I've also understood admire. they've bore a child. So
I don't know how true that is.
Okay.
Yeah. But
never a man having a sex change. That's not the verdict, right? Yeah, that correct. Did not indeed happen.
Grew up a girl.
Yeah.
Hit, and the way I heard it, okay, through somebody I do trust, Heather Hying, who's a evolutionary biologist and understands this even more than I do, but grew up a girl.
Yeah.
And then went through a tough adolescence whenever they figured out
they
were a boy.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. So, that's what I heard. So that's a tragic story.
So,
I mean...
Under the hood, female parts or male parts?
Female parts, apparently.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
A lady from birth, a woman, female from birth, biological female.
Right.
But... We'll fuck your shit up, evidently, because...
Chromosomes are dude chromosomes.
Interesting.
Yeah, so still obviously produced a shit ton of testosterone because you look at the person.
Yeah.
Right?
So XY are male chromosomes.
Yes.
And XX, female.
Yes.
That's got to be a tough thing to navigate then when you're...
No doubt.
When you're trying to say this person can contend.
Yeah, so how do you parse that? It's like if you're a committee...
Yeah.
Like, how do you parse that? I think the line's still very clear.
Yeah, I don't know. And apparently she's filing lawsuits, or the country of Algeria is filing lawsuits for slander and libel and all kinds of other stuff. And that's the world we live in. Like, we're so hypersensitive to this stuff because of
international, boxing organization.
Yeah, I think they're getting sued too because they
and they came out and said nope.
Yeah, so we'll see how this plays out, but
so interesting. It's so interesting.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to fight her.
Yeah. So okay, do you think it changed anything? Do you think it changes anything? Her not having been a dude.
I don't know. I don't know how to navigate those waters at all, man. That's just murky.
I think that changes things for me.
Does
a
it?
Little bit.
Okay.
Well, not that I want. Okay. So people with XY chromosomes produce more testosterone.
Yeah.
And so should not be fighting against people with XX. XX.
Okay, sure. Chromosomes. That's valid.
I think that's the no-brainer aspect.
Well,
for
thanks
me, right?
for getting sued now.
Yeah. But as far as like being pissed off that this dude is calling himself a chick,
yeah,
just so he could beat up women.
That's not the case here.
It doesn't seem like it.
No. Now, I haven't heard any more about the Chinese person, Taipei or whatever it was?
Yeah.
There's not Chinese. Been any more data about whether that was a person that transitioned or what the case was.
Right.
Or just a masculine.
Fell off my radar.
Yeah, they really did. Just they were kind of like, shh.
Yeah.
But I don't think that person won any medals or anything. I don't think they were contending, were they?
No, I don't think so. Okay. They won the first match.
Okay.
I don't think they won after that, but.
Did you watch
fact check me. Oh, it's 100% Whiskey Bro fact check, so yeah. We're good.
Okay. All right. There it is. So did you notice Snoop Dogg was everywhere? Everywhere in the ever shot had to have Snoop in it somehow.
Really?
Turns out that mofo was paid and paid well to be there.
What?
Take a guess. Take a guess on what he made to be at the Olympics.
$250. No, $250,000.
You're close. $500,000 per day.
What?
Per day to be a celebrity figure.
I mean, life goals, man.
Pimp the Olympics. Life goals. I'm sure it was effective. He brought a lot of attention there. And he is Snoop Dogg, so fuck him. He's $9 million richer now. I mean,
yeah.
You can't begrudge him of that.
No. Like, being him.
You want to pay me $9 million because I'm a public figure that will draw attention?
Yeah.
Let me show you where my bank account is. Let me do that for it. Well, who would say no? But that's insane.
It's like, and one thing's true. I don't think Snoop Dogg's been anything other than Snoop Dogg.
No, he's not.
Like,
he's mellowed out. I think he's stopped the he's trying to put on a positive public image for the youth.
Right.
I think he stopped like the smoke, but he's still undeniably Snoop Dogg. Snoop D-O-double-G.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I was glad to see him there. I thought it was pretty freaking sweet.
A snizzle. Yeah.
the Snoop snizzle at the Olympic zizzle. No offense to those that
You know, somebody's willing to pay for it.
Yeah. So did you watch the closing ceremonies?
No, I did not.
God. Did you see the scene with Tom Cruise taking the torch?
No.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dude. Okay. Tom Cruise is a fucking conundrum, bro. Like,
sure. Scientology.
It just creeps me out.
Yeah.
But the dude is like a fucking all-American badass. Like,
I would say so.
He's a creepy mofo, but he's our creepy mofo, okay?
Right.
You can't deny him. He's an all-American, just fucking awesome dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And every one of his movies that he makes is awesome.
Yeah.
I've never, never, ever seen a bad Tom Cruise movie.
That's true.
No way. It does happen. Like, maybe he did sell his soul to Satan, but it's effective.
Yeah. Okay, so you're pulling it up.
I'm going to try to find it. I hope that a lot of this stuff has not been taken down. Tom Cruise.
A lot of the opium, the opening ceremony has been taken down.
Yeah. Yeah, because of the controversy. Man.
Looks like they took it down.
Hold on. What is this? Okay, is this it right here? Okay.
Look at this. Only Tom Cruise. This is real. Yes.
Yes, that's Tom Cruise.
Let's go.
He's
so he's
for
the
people that are not
this?
Watching this on video, he is rappelling from the roof of the Olympic Stadium.
Some chick with a guitar.
I don't think they're really playing there, bro. I don't see any.
I don't know how she'd play with those nails.
Yeah. They look good doing it, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to skip through this. Yeah, there's Tom Cruise. There's Tom Cruise coming up. Yeah, hello, everybody.
Yeah, he's looking like 46.
The dude is, like I said, a conundrum.
Yeah.
And he's 62, I think. There we go.
And it's a Hollywood opening.
Up on stage.
To the run-up.
Say hello.
July 14th, 2028.
Yep. Some lady in red.
Simone yep. Biles, and there's the, oh, that's Cruise. Simone Biles. Okay. Grabbing the flag. All righty then.
Take it, Tom.
And
Tom has that Olympic flag into the trenches.
Okay.
For that
okay.
opening ceremony.
Through the crowd once again.
I'm trying to see what's remarkable about this.
It's Tom Cruise, man.
Yeah, it is Tom Cruise.
And we're on a motorcycle.
Oh,
we're
okay. You got a motorcycle.
We're on a motorcycle. Now, Maverick. And you know he does all of his stunts in his own movies, right?
Yeah, not I've all heard of that. Them, but I've heard that.
Tom most Cruise of actually.
He's a badass with some weird beliefs.
He really is.
Yeah.
It just irks me so much with the Scientology thing. It drives me nuts. But
do you think they actually measured that exit? They were like, the flag's going to actually go through here?
I'm sure they did. I'm sure that was calculated. But here it's we like, go. Yeah, we're out and into.
I mean, the flag nearly didn't go through there.
Into a cargo plane.
Okay.
Because you know this, the Olympics in 2028
on my way.
Is headed to Los Angeles.
Oh, is that right?
That's right. So okay. this is the introductions for 4 years from now.
We should go, like, watch some
hopefully
women's rugby.
Yes.
I would pay for that.
And sand volleyball.
Yes.
Well, they're going to have, and they're also going to have lacrosse at this year's
next
Summer Olympics. They're going to have lacrosse.
Yeah, the next summer.
And my wife's family from up north are all big lacrosse people.
That's badass.
That's a badass sport. Yeah. Watching those kids, I was amazed. They are
right.
Amazing. So here we go. We're in presumably California.
Okay.
Yep. There's Tom Cruise on the Hollywood sign.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And okay. Oh, look what they did.
Oh,
the Olympic rings are now on the Hollywood sign.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope California's still there.
Red Hot Chili Peppers in the background playing. Iconic Los Angeles band. Iconic American band. I'm getting kind of pumped for something that's 4 years from now. Like, I really.
Yeah, they do that on purpose.
I know. But
what will be interesting is there's either going to be no dudes boxing or there's going to be more dudes boxing.
We'll see.
Right?
Boxing women.
Yeah, boxing women. There's either going to be no dudes or more dudes.
I wonder what the world will look like 4 years from now. Oh boy, this guy's taking the flag and then out past the
yeah. Yep. Somebody you should know.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I don't know. I don't know.
So the Olympic flag is by way of Tom Cruise now in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Okay.
And the torch has been passed.
Okay. Okay.
I thought that was pretty.
We shall
cool.
see.
I thought that was pretty cool. I was pumped. I get pumped for this stuff. As much controversy as the opening ceremony.
Do you think they had some
cost?
Like goofy shit planned for the closing, and then because of the backlash, they're like, okay, we're
we better just
Tom
get
Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Just yeah. somebody phone in Tom Cruise. Plan B.
Yeah,
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right.
We're gonna do the Last Supper
part two.
We're gonna do a crucifixion. They were like, "Oh no, screw that! We're not doing it."
Sacrebleu! The world is pissed off at us.
I don't, those fucking Americans.
Somebody
they got
call,
pissed off.
Somebody called it Tom Cruise. Okay. So I can't wait. I'm like, I really do get pumped for the Olympics because as much stuff goes on with the media and
the psycho
the athletes are genuinely amazing. Yeah. And they're always pushing the limits and always breaking records. It's insane.
It is literally mind boggling.
Yeah. Mind boggling.
Bottling.
Bottling.
Yeah.
Bottled your mind. But look at Olympics and athletes from 100 years ago. And compare them to what they're doing now, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's amazing too. Like, what are we going to be in 1,000 years?
I don't know.
What's our capabilities going to be then?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So
I couldn't imagine, really.
I mean, some of the stuff you talked about, maybe we'll live to see it.
Hey, you know, it's true.
Age extending technology.
Yeah, you sent me that podcast. That was a interesting podcast with
go back.
Was it Huberman and Atiyah? Peter. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Chris Maurer sent me that one and I forwarded it to you. You forwarded me one that was really good context, but I could not stand the woman that was talking.
Oh, Sarah Walker?
Yeah, she had that modern age dialect where every statement sounds like a question.
You know, I think she surprisingly, she may be my hall pass.
Oh, okay. I've not seen her in person, but that doesn't excuse.
Yeah, she would not be, I mean, just purely on an intellectual level.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't care what she looks like. I really don't care. Intellectually, she's so stimulating.
Yeah. That dialect drives me nuts where it's the new age. I'm going to give you a statement, but it's going to come across like a question. Like, I heard you had a great day today.
Oh yeah. She very much has that voice.
Yes.
Right.
That drives me.
So we're talking about Sarah Amara Walker.
Yeah.
The physicist.
Look him up.
Yeah. And she just had a book that published and it is out there.
Okay.
From what I understand, I haven't read it yet.
Okay. Whiskey Bros. Let's see if we've got any new doc mail. I'm getting a little disappointed. Like I was hoping we'd have some more hate mail, and I'm always hoping for a hate mail on the doc line.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Nope.
Just something from Yelp. Come on, people, call the doc line.
What's the number?
Come on, people. Come on, people, call
the doc line. Oh, 940-435-7525.
There you go. Yeah, that'll wait to sell it. Yeah. I'm not seeing. Wait a minute. What date was this?
You get a drunk doc on the other end.
Wait, wait.
We got one?
This was August 9th. Somebody checked this shit and didn't leave it highlighted.
Yeah, it wasn't me. It must have been Heath.
Okay, we're going to listen to it.
Okay.
No censoring on this show. Let's see. I don't know the number. Ooh boy.
Nothing.
Fuck.
Nothing.
Come on now. Don't do that to us.
Oh, sir.
Hey, maybe.
Must have been Heath like butt dial.
Let's refresh. Let's try this again.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Jeez.
That's so disappointing. Like you made the effort to call us and
940-435-7525.
7525. Call the doc line. Are you wanting to re-record your intro?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, we should do that tonight then.
Okay.
Oh, let's do that. We'll do that tonight. Back up to Tom Cruise, Snoop Dogg. And this is a note. Okay. The Olympics, we're done with them.
Okay, we're done.
So you're
for 4 years or until we figure out
we got winter
whether
Olympics.
They let the dude have the medal, the XY dude.
We've got Winter Olympics.
Oh, that's right. Two years from now.
I'm a big fan of the Winter Olympics, which are going to be Milan, Italy, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be a beautiful Winter Olympics. But did you know when the Summer Olympics come around, I like how I just said we're done with the Olympics. When the Summer Olympics come around again in 2028, some of them, I forget what the event is, will be in Oklahoma.
Mm.
That's not far away, bro.
Yeah. Especially if it's skeet shooting, trap.
We're just going to go there and get drunk one night and like, we're Team USA.
Yeah. They'll let us in.
Yeah. We're here to shoot.
I mean, we look like skeet shooters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely do look like skeet shooters.
That's cool.
Italy was great at skeet shooting. America had a good team. Great Britain. Always dominating the skeet shooting medals.
I'm not surprised by Italy because
where all the beautiful shotguns come from.
Yeah, Benelli and...
I think we get along well with Italians.
Oh, I think so, too.
Red meat, pasta, wine.
Sure.
Beautiful cars.
Sure.
Beautiful women, beautiful countryside.
And I think
an amazing
firearms. In no way am I Italian, but I kind of think of myself as Italian.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Right.
Deep down, there's some Italiano.
Godfather. You know,
it's right.
Oh, yeah.
Make one off of that camel food. That was a little more Rocky Balboa, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Adrian, make one off of that camel food. Okay. Oh, No, I got I haven't channeled Marlon Brando in a while.
Oh,
2028.
Talk about a great act. Is that dude still alive?
He's dead. No, Marlon Brando is way
dead.
He's
gone.
Yeah, dude.
It's like the coke got him.
Yeah, I think like 2002. He died a while back. 2028 Olympic event in, I want to see what's in Oklahoma. In Oklahoma. Why is that not
popular? Not surfing. You know that.
It'd be funny as shit if it was. Why 2028 Los Angeles Olympic events are moving to Oklahoma. Okay. What will they be?
Softball and canoe.
And canoe slalom. Who would have thought canoe slalom in freaking Oklahoma? So that was like surfing in France, in Paris. The surfing event was in Tahiti.
Yeah.
9,000 miles away.
Yeah, because you can't produce those waves.
No.
France.
Yeah, no. And, you know, the beaches of Normandy, they
actually watched. I watched hours and hours of surfing.
From the location. Like, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, so the partnership between the two cities around announced last week and the updated venue plan. Where are the cities? Blah, 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 blah. Plan, move softball canoes east of the host to the Oklahoma capital. Is that
softball?
What was the capital of Oklahoma? Is it Tulsa or Oklahoma City?
Oklahoma City.
Are you sure?
Shit, I don't know.
Oh, yep, you're right. Oklahoma City comes in with two settings. That's pretty freaking cool, man. That's the Olympics in our back door.
Go watch some softball?
Yeah, and fucking canoeing.
Yeah.
We're going to.
I don't know that I would pay to go see canoeing because, you know, like, you're on the edge of this river and it's just like
people. Yeah, but who gives a shit? You're
going
to be.
It's like going and watching golf. It's just like people pass by you. And then you see like that.
Have you never been to a golf
tournament? I go to watch the fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I see that evil look.
Yeah.
I see that. You know what I'm talking about, right?
The fans.
Yeah. Because amazingly, you would think people would like dress more conservatively for golf tournaments.
No.
But women do not.
They put it all out on display.
Yeah, they do.
Lots of trophy.
Lots of money.
Lots of trophy ladies out there.
Yes.
And more power to them. If I was a...
Hey, yeah, right.
I know I'm a trophy husband.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Obviously.
Obviously, yes. But if I was a trophy lady, oh, dude, I'd be slutting myself out so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it's like that for canoeing, though.
You never know. But it's an Olympic event. You're going to be at an Olympic event 3 hours from our home with your kids.
Yeah.
And that's going to be
softball. Awesome. I'm all about.
Yeah.
Maybe softball. That's what we do.
Okay. So yes, let's make a vow to do that.
Yeah. I like it.
Maybe maybe by then we'll have like 30 listeners and they'll be knocking at our door to like syndicate and moderate.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Be announcers for.
Yeah. We could be millionaires.
We could. I mean, who knows? It's 4 years. A lot can happen in 4 years.
Yeah.
Or a lot can't happen in 4 years. I don't know. So your house situation.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're
I'm done. Well, I'm moving out of Decatur.
Migrating to the big city.
Yeah.
So you're giving up the 40
acres. Decatur's still my home.
Yeah.
But.
You're giving up the 40 acres and a mule.
Yes.
Giving it up.
Giving it up.
For a postage stamp.
Yes.
Welcome to the suck.
That's right. it's sacrifice for the kids, right? You know, it's cool.
But here's the thing though, if you have land and you're not making any monetary gain from it, it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah.
And it was a worthy investment.
Oh, so it paid off, yeah.
Yeah, so we looked at it like that as well.
Sure. Okay, yes.
And in Texas, I don't think there's a shitty real estate investment to be made.
I mean, you
could do it if you tried, but.
Oh, definitely. You can screw it up. But if you're, you know, buying something within 30 years old that's not completely derelict, you're going to probably be okay.
Yeah.
And if you are buying something that is derelict, you have the skills and the people to fix it up, you're going to be okay.
Right.
And if it does end up bad for real estate, it's because it's bad everywhere.
And our boy said it on air, you know, the real estate guy,
Matt,
Yeah.
Or Sean,
he said
one
it.
Of the two.
No, I think it was Matt. No, you know, it was Sean.
You know Sean's part Italiano, too.
Oh, yeah. It was, okay. He likes... It was Matt. Yeah. It was Matt. Okay, he said, you know, we asked what the one rule was as regarding real estate, and what did he say? He said, don't get emotionally attached.
Leave the emotion at the door.
Yeah, don't get emotionally attached. So it's just a place. Yeah. I mean, we just sold a place, and we're just bought a new place.
That's not pertaining to your personal dwelling. You got to have an emotional attachment to your personal dwelling.
Is that
dwelling.
True?
I would think so. A lot of memories there with your family and with your Whiskey Bro family.
I know
too.
That's hard because the memories are not there. Whoa. That gets deep.
Oh, okay, well, true. The memories are here.
Yeah, memories are in the head.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You know, I can drive by there and I'll have a flash of memories pop into my head.
You're right. The memories are contained within us.
Yeah.
But it was a cool place.
It was cool.
It was a cool place.
Now, what does go away is all the future hopes, right? You know, it's like in and around a house, you think, okay, I'd like to do this someday. I'd like to do this. And you know, it's like fence the back 40, right? You know, I for a long time, I thought, well, it'd be cool to have a few more animals and be able to fence this, like make some more money off of it or something like that. But so those go away.
Yeah.
Like that didn't occur, but that's okay.
You never really did finish the interior of your house, did you?
Not fully.
There were some speakers left out, weren't there?
Yeah. If I were building a house, I would not pre-wire for speakers.
You made a huge investment gain off an unfinished house.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I always, every time I go in there, I'm looking like, did he put a speaker? Nope. Still some wire hanging down there.
Like, do you need to pre-wire for speakers these days?
Not anymore.
Everything's surround, Bluetooth.
Yeah. Or they work off Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
The surround sound that I have.
Yep.
You have to have a place to plug your speakers in for power.
Right.
But there's no cabling anymore. It's sent from your router through Wi-Fi, and it works flawlessly.
Put wires in for, like, the TVs and shit, and that doesn't...
doesn't translate anything. No. Everything is beamed wirelessly, which makes you wonder, like, what kind of shit's getting beamed through your cranium now?
Oh, God.
Like, Wi-Fi incoming through the routers and all that, and then your cellular signals and...
That's true.
Bluetooth everywhere.
Yeah. So I have a Bluetooth stereo in my room, or... what used to be my room.
Yeah.
And I would play it from my phone, but if I turn the bedside lamp on, it would interfere with the phone signal to the radio. Yeah. So that, like, there are some real waves that are passing through.
And they're okay. So everything is transmitted on these waves, but they're essentially a light. Light that's unseeable by the human eye naked. Could you imagine
electromagnetic waves, right?
Yeah. Could you imagine what the fucking world would look like if you could see all the waves transmitted?
Oh, that's going to happen,
wireless
though.
Waves.
This is interesting. That's going to happen.
Just be little squiggly lines everywhere.
So you, and this is what night vision is, right?
Infrared. Yeah.
Infrared.
Now you have to find something that can see ultraviolet.
Yeah. So you can get this device to look through that shows you non-light waves.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So what's crazy is it won't be too long before you can actually see in other spectrums.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Neuralink.
And it's going to be Neuralink. I was just about to say that. Connect and transmitted through a digital eyeball or whatever.
Yeah, it's a connect through your eyeball, but your capabilities are going to be expanded.
It'll be a biological connection.
That's going to be crazy. Neuralink will eventually hack that.
So Elon Musk has been in the news quite a bit lately.
Yeah, he has. I can't figure that. I can't wrap my brain around this one.
Yeah, so most of it has to do with the fact that, well, Trump.
Yes.
His interview with Trump, I have not. So I looked for it, but evidently you had to have a subscription to X or whatever to be able to view it.
Yeah, I did find it. Somebody on X actually had the interview, and so I went to their site and was able to listen to it. But otherwise, I think you're right.
So the stuff that I digested was like some asshole's YouTube that on the sidebar, he's making commentary on their interview, and it's like, this and this. And I'm like, this is agonizing. I can't do this. So I have not really seen it. So what did you get to see of it?
I like the first third of it.
Okay.
And one thing about watching things on X, and I haven't verified this. It may just be me. It may just be my own stupidity, right? But I haven't figured out how to get it to play without actually being on the screen. You know, it's like even YouTube. If you're watching something on YouTube, you can like swipe up and it'll
still play in the background.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hadn't figured that out on X. So that's the reason. It's like I eventually lost it. I stuck it in my pocket and it like pressed a button.
So what did you get to take in from it, from what you did see?
Yeah, that Elon's a fan of Trump.
Yeah, but I saw the fallout that like, oh, Trump was slurring and
no, I would say no.
Yeah, that's
not at all.
The lie machine.
He was actually very
on the point.
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't surprise me that that's the case, because the lie machine, as you stated when we first started this episode, even with photograph doctoring, man, the lie machine is getting cranked up.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, but, and it's probably going to happen from both ends too.
Like, oh, no doubt. Yeah, there's. It's like Trump's still a politician, right?
Yeah, and he's in some ways an absolute.
Like, do you trust a politician? Well, like,
yeah, but Trump in some ways is
a politician like that.
I mean, you can't.
You can't, right?
To a certain degree, you just absolutely cannot.
This is an Eddie Allen,
and Trump's also.
You know, it's a like grifter. This isn't the dude down the street.
Yeah. Would you consider Trump a grifter?
Define grifter.
Somebody who takes advantage of people's of using their popularity to sell cheap goods.
I would not.
Don't you remember when he was trying to sell Trump Bibles?
No.
Trump what?
But did he?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
What was the big thing? The NFTs?
Yes.
He was selling the NFTs of like himself and a superhero. I mean, people are going to he's selling people what they're going to buy the shit. So yeah. I don't know, man. So some of it just it drove me absolutely nuts. I'm like, this is pathetic. Come on.
Yeah, but
Heath would be so mad at me right here because I'm smacking the table over and over. He'd have steam.
Oh, but this is such a touchy subject. And yeah. And I do have people, actually more people around me that would get on to me for saying anything negative about Trump whatsoever.
That's what I take issue. It's like, man. You can be passionate about somebody, but you have to be able to take an objective look. I mean, look.
Obviously he's getting my vote.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
You have to now.
No doubt. Yeah. But is he perfect?
No.
I don't have to say that.
No, he...
Right? I love you, all my 18 fans. Okay? I love you.
Wait, some of those are our fans too, bro.
I know, it's true. But I won't say I love that Trump is perfect.
No, he's absolutely not perfect.
He's kind of a blunder. I don't know.
That's just what he has to be, you know? For him to make it in the life that he has, he's perfect for that New York businessman.
And I won't even go so far. I mean, I do. It's like I know people who will tell me Trump is exactly what is needed right now to make this this era correct.
It's when he starts getting
go that far.
Portrayed as Christ-like, where I'm like, this is gone. Calm down.
Yeah.
Calm
the fuck down. Right. But I still ain't voting for Komama.
Komama.
Okay, so why will you not be voting for Komama? You might. I don't know.
Her record of accomplishments is...
I have one thing I base that on.
Oh, okay, what is it?
Her backing of BLM riots.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And
it's like that. I'm done.
Yeah. Just writing them off is like, oh, that was just a lot of angst.
Yeah. No, she supported.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she put, told myself the same thing at the time. It's like, I can't believe she's coming out in public support of this madness.
Yeah. This was back when she was, black and not an Indian. Right.
Right.
Now she's
right.
I don't know what she identifies as, but her record of achievements is non-existent.
I haven't tread past that line.
Like what are her qualifications? That's what I'm approaching. And I don't the propaganda machine has ramped up for she's a woman of color and a woman. That's already pushed. I would support a great woman.
Right.
Like, fucking, I don't give a shit what your skin color is.
Tulsi Gabbard.
What you have below or in between your legs.
I
don't care. I would support a fucking Tulsi Gabbard 100%.
Yeah.
I would vote for her over Trump right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the achievements,
I think I would too.
Komama, where are they?
Right.
Where are they?
Yeah. But for me, it was like, okay, that bitch supported Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. And that was a terrorist movement.
Yes.
Evolved yeah. into that for sure. You heard it here.
Man, I can't believe I said that. That sounded so bad, but it's true.
It is true. If you're burning down your neighborhoods, you are
you're out. You're out, dude.
Yeah, you're yeah. a terrorist entity.
Right. Speaking of propaganda, did you see this?
Yeah. Did you post this? Is this your note? Okay.
I found it and I couldn't believe it, but it's actually true.
Yearly mentions of prejudice in popular U.S. news media outlets. Let me guess. I'm not going to look at it. Let me guess. It goes up.
Yes. it goes up.
Yeah.
After.
Oh, yeah.
Like 2000.
From
2014, 2015 to today.
So.
Yeah. So basically.
I'm looking at percentages here. Okay. Here's the word.
Can the viewers see this?
Yes, they certainly can. Awesome. Okay.
So basically what we're looking at are graphs that where they indicate how many mentions in the media certain words got.
Mm.
Okay. So the first graph is like racism, racist. Yeah. Then sexism, sexist, homophobia.
Hold on, back it up. Let's go one at a time here.
Okay.
Read off these percentages. We're rolling back to racism.
So you're looking at the delta between 2010 and 2020.
Which
so in 10 years' time, for instance, the New York Times had 712% increase in the amount of mentions that they had for race or racist.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah, 712%.
Okay.
The transphobic New York Times, okay, 8,922%. So in 2020, they were mentioning transphobic or transphobia 8,922% more.
And the Wall Street Journal, which is supposed to be a publication about investments and finances, is number four on all of these.
Yep.
Why are they buying into the what is the powers at play? What are they? Why?
Right. Have you seen those videos, the NPC videos, where they the most recent one's the whole weird thing, you know, where they're describing Trump as weird or Trump Vance as weird.
As weird, yeah.
Yeah, and then people are putting together these videos, you know, which will have
because everybody NBC, said Kamala was weird as a
vice and they president. All say the same like talking points.
Yeah.
So there's a master organization. I think that's clear right now. There's a master media organization.
I know at one Kamala rally, they there were theorized to be paid. Patrons there because after she spoke, like the place cleared out.
Oh yeah.
They just,
I do remember they were there for the band.
Yeah,
actually.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Who was the music. Who was the band? I don't remember, but you're right. Yeah. They were there. And then the band's done. And they're like, we're out. Thanks for the free concert. Thanks for the free concert. But yeah, sexism over the last 10 years up 451%.
Yeah. They're driving a narrative.
There is a major, and look at the upticks.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it's all right around the time that Trump was first elected.
Yeah.
Like the hysteria and the sensationalism.
2016, really right?
Just took off. So that would have been right. Yeah, right in here.
Right there. So there's something up. I mean, we're not saying it. We're not conspiracists actually for saying it because some very intelligent people are saying the same thing. Something's up.
Yeah. What are we going to do about it?
I think long form discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I think podcasts are the anecdote.
And that in turn will drive voter.
Yeah. I think people talking.
Turnout.
So I question, you know, I hear the polls, right? That, you know, Trump's like 51, 49 maybe. And Komama's like 46, right?
Sure.
And I fully question the accuracy of those polls, because in no way do I think it's like I have a hard time going out there and finding a co-mama supporter in order to have a fruitful debate with.
Mm.
Not that I could, because I actually have said it's not worth debating.
Do you personally know any co-mama supporters?
I might.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I might too. I might know the same ones that you know.
Yeah, probably.
And you know what? They're probably gunning for her because she's a female.
Probably.
Right.
That's true.
Mm. Do they just not?
But there's no debate there.
Yeah. Like where are the merits that you really debate? Where are they?
I don't know.
Yeah. There's not.
Right.
She has a vagina, which is great. We love vaginas. We really do. But
it seems.
Yeah.
Yeah. what you got here?
But that's astonishing. So this was a sensationalist headline that cracks. These pop up and they crack me up so bad. New research suggests major change to ship's fuel may have kickstarted a bizarre unintended effect. These kind of studies would in no way be seen as a way that we should stop. I think everyone's pointed in the right direction here. So guess what? In January 2020, and the 2020 is coming up a lot in the last 10 minutes on this show.
There is a policy.
Yeah. Reduce the amount of sulfur dioxide content allowed in shipping fuel from 3.5% to 0.5%.
Talking like a 6-time reduction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
It resulted in an 80% reduction in harmful SO2 emissions from ships worldwide.
Sulfur dioxide. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So the effort was to reduce adverse health impacts on those who live near ports, such as higher risk of stroke, asthma, lung cancer, and other diseases.
Okay, cool.
So what?
You know, it's really, like less cancer.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
But in turn, what really happened is it caused global warming.
What?
Mm-hmm. With sulfur dioxide and shipping fuel reduced, fewer bright clouds formed, allowing more of the sun's heat and energy to reach the Earth's surface.
I mean, are they able to?
They can't.
I mean, that sounds like a stretch of a causal. Like, okay, so they did that in 2023.
The new report says that this increase in energy partly contributed to the high global temperatures in 2023.
Wow.
You know what? Just drive a diesel.
Roll
some coal and help cool the earth down. this is hilarious. It's this stuff that is, it's always.
I always go back though. I go back to this, like, just because B followed A doesn't mean that A caused B.
Technically.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like,
or it does. Or it
this
could.
Is suggest this news article. Okay, first of all, you'd have to look at the study, but this news article is suggesting causality.
From a reduction in sulfur.
Yeah, there was this policy, and then obviously there are less clouds. And obviously the temperature's going up.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's measurable. Maybe it's actually true.
Yeah.
Although there's been debate around those points specifically. But to say that this policy led to.
I just find it hilarious because the hypocrisy knows no bounds. And with this whole push on greening up everything, seems to be always one step forward and two steps backwards.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, we know the whole like global thing is a shill.
Sure.
The global
warming. Like, to an extent, we can clean up our air quality.
I don't know how much it is or isn't happening. I don't know who to listen to on that front.
We can for sure clean up our air quality and make things better for future generations, but evidently the more we clean it up, the hotter it's going to get. So I don't know. I don't know, man. And I forget the author's name, but I have the book.
Fuck It All. That's what it is.
Yeah, fuck it all. Yeah, read the book. Fuck It All. Witten by Elmo Fudd.
No, it's you're talking about shit. What's that guy's name?
Apocalypse Never is the name of the book.
Yep. Yep.
But he goes on to say that global warming is not all that bad. It creates more productivity, more food, and people are going to adapt. We're not talking global warming by 20 or 30 degrees. We're talking by a degree to 3 degrees.
Well,
in Fahrenheit.
I think they actually have well established the greenification of the earth.
Based on that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's land under the ice caps. Hey, if they're
right
now farmland, guess what? We all have more food.
Right.
Might be a little hotter.
I don't know that we're all fucked. Okay, so that's a question. You know,
I think every generation thinks in some way or another they're fucked.
Right.
They're destroying the earth. We fucked everything. We're fucked.
Yeah, you know, even the greatest generation developed the atomic bomb.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were teaching their kids to hunker down because...
Is there a nuclear explosion going off in your neighborhood?
There could be
war. Just duck and cover. You'll be all right. Fucking get under your desk and duck and cover.
Yeah, yeah, that was actually a thing.
It's like
that generation who, the greatest generation who fought the worst war thus far.
Yeah.
Right? Thought they were going to, there was a possibility of just collapsing the earth.
The atmosphere. Yeah, there was a genuine theory, and I think Einstein even promoted it, that we could literally burn the atmosphere up by detonating these bombs over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And there are isotopes. We are, because of that, we exist in the nuclear era, right? Or the atomic era. There are isotopes that were not in our atmosphere that are passing through us right now that were not there before 1943 or 44. What was the year of the Manhattan Project? 46?
It was something like that. Okay. It was 1947 that they actually detonated the nuclear bomb.
Okay.
It's Whiskey Bro fact checked.
Yeah.
So it's good. Just
take it for what it's worth.
Yeah.
It's us.
Yeah, yeah. No, but...
We're not getting paid by George Soros.
Yeah, it's like, what are the chances we're literally fucked?
I don't know. Just drink whiskey and...
I mean, I drove here in my Tulsa.
Yeah.
So, and I just ordered a Sleep Number bed.
That's another version of the hypocrisy. Like, you have a private entity, Elon Musk, Tesla, SpaceX, doing remarkable things.
Yeah, Neuralink,
move us into a new era. Take carbon monoxide out of the atmosphere. And now they're condemned because they believe politically in different political ideology than some of their
customers. Yeah, are we really fucked? I don't think we're really fucked.
We're not fucked.
I don't think so.
Not fucked.
It's like I slept 8 hours last night in 67 degrees because I had cooled my house down to 67 degrees.
Yeah.
I mean, I paid a shit ton for it, no doubt, right? But then I got up and got in my Tesla after I got in my hot tub. So I got in my hot tub, then I got in my pool, and then I got in my Tesla.
You could potentially, in your next house, you know, put on a Tesla solar roof and harness that into a Tesla power wall, power your house and charge your car from that, and never pull any energy from a dirty coal or natural gas production. Sure. So,
and I laid in bed at night, I fell asleep last night with dip snuff in my mouth because I was sitting there watching a podcast. Mattress. Yeah, I was sitting there watching a podcast on YouTube on my phone that was beaming wirelessly to my router. Mm-hmm. You know, and my router gets the internet wirelessly from some tower somewhere.
Yeah,
you know, it's like
it works.
It's.
We're way less fucked.
Are we really fucked?
We're way less fucked than they were. Maybe we have different. Yeah. We have different issues.
So why do we think we're fucked?
Well, monkeypox is coming around again. Oops, I'm sorry. Mpox is now. You can't. I guess monkeypox.
No, monkeypox goes from men who have sex with men.
This is a new thing they're saying that it's transmissible by more than just sexual deviancy.
Like.
Saliva,
orally?
Yes. Or they're saying by respiratory droplets now, whatever. Man. And it's in Mexico, apparently. So, and you can't, it's mpox. Evidently, it's offensive to monkeys if you call it monkeypox.
Never have a fear, though. There's a vaccine.
Is there?
Yep.
Is this a RNA vaccine?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. You should go get your mpox vaccine.
Is that true, though? Are you really actually condoning that as a medical doctor Or is this facetiously?
I'm facetious.
Okay.
I'm a comedian on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not a professional podcast.
No, it's not.
If we have not established that, by God, you're going to learn.
Yeah.
We're not professional.
If you take medical advice from this podcast, it's on you.
Yeah.
Just like if you take medical advice from Joe Rogan's podcast.
He does.
It's on you.
Have some good guests on there.
He does.
And we've had some good guests
and
on
he would
here.
Say the same thing. He would say, yeah. Don't take medical advice from this podcast.
Yeah. And we do have a bona fide medical doctor. But like you said, it's at your discretion.
Yeah. Yeah, it's comedy.
Yeah. So we had that label at once on Spotify. Comedy.
We did.
Leisure. Yeah. And then it transformed into it's rotated.
Was it like
around.
Grilling or something? Or
I don't know. No, it was like comedy, leisure, then it transformed
food.
Into like social or historical.
That's right.
Depending on I guess what each episode offered. But we do. We have some pretty profound guests. Like
we do.
I've been impressed
with
some of the content.
We're gonna have more profound guests in the future as well.
Most of the time it's our jackass selves, and we have a lot of fun with it. And we're not gonna continue to do it if we're not having fun.
No.
And by way of that, if we're having fun, hopefully you're getting a little fun out of it and entertainment. And that's our goal.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
All of our kids are going to grow up and go, wow, our dads were fucking idiots, but...
Sure, that's okay.
But my God, they had 21 listeners.
Someday we'll cross that line.
Yes. We're so close. We're so close. Oh, man. Well, I don't know if I have any more. I think I've...
Really?
I think I've covered the gamut
really?
For what I have down. Yeah. We're running...
That's,
oh, shit.
I want to have a physics... Oh, you good, dude? Just
stretching out here.
Okay.
Making sure this thing's still going.
You're still attached. You know that?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I'm coming back. Whoomp.
Okay.
I'm back. You want to have a physics?
I want to have a physics podcast with Zach.
Okay.
And Dusty.
Oh, my God. Heath and I are just going to sit over here and nod our heads.
Yeah. And we may have to actually put out some homework.
Okay.
For people. You know, we have like... two listeners that really get into that
shit.
Their
shit, yeah.
Yeah. That are not Dusty and Zach.
Right, yes.
Right? And so we may actually have to post some homework, so people can and then really dig into it on that episode. Because there's some like new thinking in the realm of physics.
Okay.
That's
Let's do it.
Super interesting.
How do we do homework?
It's like we posted on our Facebook before, so that people.
Ooh, speaking of homework, I see there is a big push of cancel culture towards homework, and I am 100% on board from that.
Really?
For that, 100% on board for that.
Okay.
Like, if your kid's in school, they're in school. When they're home, they're home.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha. So because they're in school 8 hours a day.
Yes.
You know?
When they're home. Especially under high school age.
Right.
Okay. From freshman year down, get rid of the homework. Your kids still have to be fucking kids. Otherwise, they're going to turn into serial killers or whatever else. Or cat people or...
Right.
Not cat people. Furries.
Furries.
Yeah.
Yeah, not cat people.
Yeah, not cat people. Yeah, that was another thing that I guess Vance got called out on because he called Kamama no child having cat lady or something like that. Which is not wrong.
Oh, wow. That's, so. I don't know. Do you condone having a president that doesn't have a kid? It's like you learn so much being a parent.
Yeah. To me, that's kind of like, I think presidents should have military background too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Kids and military background.
Which would not be Trump, right?
No, would not be. Would not be Trump.
That's
would
interesting.
Definitely be Tulsi and definitely be, I think Kennedy has.
Yeah, military.
Military background. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That's really interesting.
I think you should definitely have kids. It's a game changer.
Right.
And changes your entire outlook on anything future.
But back on your point. So I was, ghastly surprised when my oldest daughter went from going to school to homeschooling, how much less time it took to do school.
In a good way. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like she went from going 7 to 8 hours a day to school.
Uh-huh.
Right. But whenever she became homeschooled, the same amount of work actually took like 3 hours.
Mm.
So that was.
She has a more quality and focused environment.
Yeah. So it's maybe a lot of school is unnecessary or it's social, you know, maybe. Yeah, that's valid.
You had to have the social aspect for sure.
Sure.
Like you got to be able to make it and communicate.
Did you ever punch a bully in the face?
Yes.
Yes, I did too.
Yeah. In fact, and he kept coming after me. I don't remember. It was like, I wasn't trying to fight him. I was trying to just get away.
Yeah.
So I like ended up like not really punching him, but throwing an elbow to get off him, bam, in the nose. And he came after me, and then I like tried to turn and get away, but I ended up flipping him over me onto some rocks, and he cried, and I'm like, I'm just trying to get away from you, dude.
That's, yeah, I beat a bully senseless.
That's good. I didn't know you were violent.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm kind of scared of you now.
Yeah.
A little intimidated here.
Yeah, you pushed me past the line, buddy. But I wouldn't have had that. You know, there's some experiences you're just going to get at school.
Sure, yeah. And everybody should probably either have their ass whipped or threaten to have their ass whipped. Like, sure. That's also good character building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. True. By a caring adult.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not some other asshole.
Yeah.
That just wants to fight you in the parking lot because you got a reputation to uphold. No.
It's like you don't want your ass whipped by, you know, some retarded, derelict dad, right? Yeah. 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 It's like a caring adult.
Because a referee made a bad call.
Right. All right.
You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Okay.
I'm good with that. I don't have I forgot to write down an episode name. Episode name.
Episode
yeah. Name. Yeah, I like it.
I think we should call it
episode name.
We're not fucked. Teetotally not. Is that your phone or mine?
No, it's yours.
Where's there it is.
Might be mine. My wife's texting me.
Ooh, go home and get some sexy time.
Oh, are you close to being done?
Oh.
Ooh.
In what context was that sent?
Oh, I know, right? Maybe.
Yeah, don't lead tomorrow on too much.
Let's be done.
Make her want it. Make her want it.
Yeah. We better wrap this up.
We got to finish it up, folks. There you have it.
That's right.
So, let me get it right this time.
Am I getting some?
This is going to be, is Doc getting laid?
Yeah, maybe.
Tune in to find out next time. So, I'm going to get my closing monologue right. Remember, folks, life's too short to drink cheap whiskey, and cheap whiskey will shorten your life.
Ooh, I like it.
Good. Adios.
You've been listening to the Whiskey Bros Around the Table.
Convivir con los hermanos Whiskey.